Hello, and welcome to our final speaker interview for Nomos Birmingham. I'm joined by Mr. Panama Hat.
Hello, everybody.
He is the third of our speakers, and as you all know, we are doing the event based on the loose idea of the vanguard, the idea that, we did the first event about community and localism and basic colonization, and the second event we are doing about leaders and who emerges from that kind of soup of organization. Do you want to give a quick intro about who you are? Because I do have your social media and stuff up here. I can shill on stream as well, so.
Very good. Well, basically, I have my background is mainly in philosophy and theology, although I do read quite widely in other areas as well. And I basically have formulated quite a lot of what I call authentic reactionary philosophy about the West. What I've been doing recently is basically trying to look at a way to perhaps blend that with more kind of active theory on what can be done, basically. Because we're no longer in a position in which we can simply, sort of shield ourselves away and try and live a kind of traditional, more wholesome life that's not sort of polluted with leftism and liberalism and things like that. Because of course we will be actively sought out and destroyed. I think it was Charlemagne who said, there is nowhere to hide. So I do think yes, it is necessary for there to be a vanguard ready. I've also realized in recent readings that the groups that tend to win out, whether it's a kind of progressive revolution, or whether it's a reactionary coup, or any kind of sort of quick political change, the groups that win out are those which are best organized. So I think basically our goal here, or the goal that I now, what I see is the purpose of our community, is to build basically a kind of officer corps that is very well organized, very well interconnected, and intelligent and adaptable to changes in how things go, and kind of able to take a realist view of things with a unified vision and go forward, basically.
Yes, I do remember distinctly your speech from the Shieldings event, which was actually, I think, one of the finest speeches there. Not to disparage the speakers, but it did stick out in my mind.
Thank
It
you very
stuck
much.
with me as well, with your rea authentic reactionary speech, and about creating kind of a bastion within yourself and kind of, the vanguard within yourself. You first have to be your own vanguard before you can be anyone else's. Which I thought was a very good and very relevant idea. It's actually part of what inspired me to theme the event as I have.
Wonderful. Thank you.
But it is true that we've talked at length. A lot of people have had the convergence of thought about localism, and I've got your YouTube channel up. For those who want to follow you are Panama Hat on YouTube and at Verse by Hat on Twitter.
Yes, indeed.
I will do the
I
not.
also I also have a Substack, which is going, and there's a I can't resist the opportunity to show there's a Ko-fi link on my page, and all donations to keep it ticking are very very much appreciated.
I'm trying to find, is your Substack linked on your YouTube channel?
Now I'm appallingly bad at this sort of stuff, so no, it hasn't been linked yet.
All
But
right.
if you type in if you go to Panama Hat Substack, type it on Google, it'll come up.
Okay,
Yeah, you'll
you also have
go.
a little collection of winter songs that I actually own. So,
Oh, very
I
good. Thank
put it on screen for some people. But yes, I do own your little Winter Songs book. It's only, I think it was cheap when I bought it. It was only quite a small run, but it's only about 25, 30 pages. But it is a nice kind of little book of verse. And I like that. I do like those.
It was a small, because I guess in a sense professionally I'm a poet. I publish quite a lot of poetry, and that's my main sort of art, if you will. I thought maybe I'd begin to introduce some recently written poetry to this community, because I do believe that one of the most important things that a community like ours needs to do is create art, and to have a bastion of artists, basically, who can create visual arts, written arts, music, anything. Because we're at a point now where, in the complete and total ruins of the culture as it stands, to the point where I know AA likes to talk about being in the ashes of civilization. I always say that, well, we don't even have the ashes, you know.
No, we are bereft really of the ashes. Yes,
exactly. We need to build something holistic. And so yes, since I have practiced poetry and largely given my life to literature, I thought I would see how the community reacted, and since it's gone well, I intend to do more of that, bring out kind of novels and books of poetry and things specifically aimed at this community. Like that collection of poetry was very specifically chosen, and some of the poems were written specifically for that book, basically just to see how people would react to it, and to create some art specifically for this community as it stands.
I think it's very important. It's very important to have art that comes from this community, and you have incidental things that come like that, almost to have a rounded culture that isn't just kind of culture war politics, really.
Exactly.
Talk about some of the normal event stuff. We do still have some tickets available, but they are very limited. We have had a bit of a surge in demand. I've also limited a little bit the capacity because I had to give the final numbers to the venue. So that will be around about 80 people, including the speakers. So that's not too bad. It's about 10 more than we had last time, so that's fine. I know a lot of people aren't available currently. The early bird tickets are sold out, as they were last time. But general admission, I think we have about 8 tickets left. Maybe 7 at this juncture. So if you do want to come, do get those rather quickly.
Buy them now.
Yes. Do buy now. There's not really much else really I want to say. I could run down a couple of the we recently gave out an update to people, but if people are wondering about how the event will run, we have some pre-event stuff on the Friday. There is the dinner with the speakers, but that sold out quite a while ago. But if you are in the Discord, or if you contact me on any social media platforms that are linked in the description, there is a Basket Weavers, which is the kind of community oriented group event going on the Friday. And on the Saturday, we'll be starting around 6 p.m. There'll be food at about 7:30. We have booked a full hot buffet. That's where not quite a lot, but about half the ticket price has gone to that. We want to make sure people are well fed. And we will have use of the hotel bar both before and after the event if people want to meet up and say hello. Logistically, I'm not sure there's much else. Like I said, there is a Discord that we have if people want to get in there and ask specific questions. Is there anything else you wanted to shill before we depart here?
No, not other than that. Keep an eye on my channel for a new video this week on the philosophy of war. Other than that, nope. Already done everything, I think.
All right. Well, these are quite brisk interviews. We're really being quite efficient here, and I just don't want to waste people's time. So thank you, Mr. Panama Hat. And
absolutely. Thanks to you too.
Yes, I will see you and hopefully other people in the audience at the event. So.
Yes, indeed. Next Friday, so not very far away now.
No, next Friday or Saturday, depending on when you can attend. So thank you, guys, and goodbye.
All right.